Call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
I'll hit the remember before the meeting's over.
Want to go in order or just do it, this first?
Was I supposed to ask you?
I think we're supposed to do this first, but we can do public, well, there's.
The cabinet that's out in the hall, the lock one, do you want to?
All right, we'll suspend the regular order of business and swear in Mr. James Wood. As a Village of Nassau police officer.
So, we have to hire him first.
You should.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
So you've seen the, I shared Mr. Wood's resume. He comes recommended from the city of Albany, where he was retired a couple of years back.
Yes, sir.
2023. Obviously, we have a lot of connections with the city of Albany Police Department now. We've hired quite a few folks who are retired out of there, so we know them quite well. Chief Bunny and I interviewed Mr. Wood 6 weeks ago or so, sometime in April. And we had a good conversation. We think he'd be a great fit. And so he's here today to answer anybody's questions. I will, provided that there are no reservations, make a recommendation to hire Mr. Wood as an officer. So, does anybody have?
Impressive resume.
Fine with it, yeah. Welcome aboard.
Okay, so I will make a motion to hire James Wood as a part-time Village of Nassau police officer, an hourly rate of $25, effective immediately.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Guy, second by Rich. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Congratulations.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We'll do the oath of office.
Do you have one in your office?
What?
Oh, for the.
I gave it to Bob.
I got it right here.
Oh, you got it. Good, thanks.
We're all ahead.
You guys all rock. No, you just need it for your file.
He's gonna sign it.
That's right.
Well, he already signed it, so I just gotta sign it. All right. So, raise your right hand. When I say my name, you say yours. I, Robert Valenti.
I, James Wood.
Do solemnly swear that I will.
Do solemnly swear that I will.
Support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York.
Support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of New York.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of.
I'll faithfully discharge the duties of.
Village of Nassau Police Officer, according to the best of my ability.
The Village of Nassau Police Department, according to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there you go.
Thank you, sir.
I think we're all set.
All set.
Then just look at that.
Okay, thank you, James.
Thank you.
And you can put files in there.
All right.
All right, we'll open the floor for public comment. Hearing none, we'll move on. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the April annual meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions?
I just have one alteration, the date.
Alteration. Oh yeah, 7th, right?
Yep.
Where was yours?
Oh, yeah. The meeting was on April 7th. It wasn't on April 1st.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yep. Anything else?
Nope.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the April 9th monthly board meeting minutes.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the April Treasurer's Report.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Rich, second by Guy. Any questions on the Treasurer's Report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. I think there's an error though here. Oh, you're out there, that's there. Okay, so they spent all that money. Never mind.
You'll get together with Wendy before the
year end,
right?
The year end will correct.
Do
all this stuff.
Okay.
Yep. Work on this. All right. All right, so, and no correspondence. So we have the JCAP grant. So as you may know, we were awarded a JCAP grant. That's a Justice Court, from the Justice Court. So we had requested to be included in the grant a desk for the office, two desks for the office, actually, one for the judge and one for the
So you can look at mine if you want.
Oh, yeah.
That's the itemized list. And we're removing the bottom.
And file cabinets and whatnot. So office furniture for the judge's office, including desks for the judge and for the clerk. As well as we had put in for six chairs up here. Mm-hmm. JPAC said that they would pay for three of the chairs, not for six of them. So the question is, do we want to purchase the other chairs on our own? So I think we should.
Could we find just a cheaper chair?
They still only pay for three. So they're paying for three at the price that we told them, which are the Herman.
How much are the chairs?
They're like $600.
Each?
Yeah. 500 and change or something like that.
I assume that the three is because one for the judge, one for the clerk, one for the clerk, the officer.
Yeah, something.
Yes, that's their justification for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're going to end up paying for... And we can afford to do it.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So they're like these chairs here. This is the one. This Arion chair.
Let me see.
You know, either this one or this one, the $550 ones.
Those are the kind of chairs you want? They don't look very comfy.
They actually are very comfortable.
That's up to you guys. I'll keep mine.
Yeah, I don't see any chairs on the floor.
It says right here, six chairs. Chairs, six at $300.
They have the Davies one.
It's not on the Davies one.
Davies was a different topic we're going to talk about.
Oh.
So, but this is the, these are the chairs.
I see.
You know, they have the lumbar support and up and down, and they're mesh so they don't, you know, you don't stain them when you spill shit on them or stuff on them.
Oh, they gave us...
And they're cooler on the top.
They are cooler.
They gave us six chairs at $300 each. So you can get six chairs if you change your pricing.
No, they said they would only pay for three chairs. They approved up to $1,800, but this is what came back from them. They approved $1,800, but they will only pay for three chairs.
All right.
So the chairs are $300 a piece.
No, they're five.
They're $550.
So they're going to pay for three... And if we want to get the other two, three.
$1,650.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I think we need seven if we want one for a
machine. I don't want one. Mine's fine.
Okay. Remember you said that.
It's fine.
Well, it seems like there's always somebody missing, so you could just use the missing person's chair.
I'm fine with this chair.
Well, there's, you know, there's the six of them up here, so.
What?
Yeah. So, okay. So do we want to buy the six?
I think it makes sense to have matching ones at least.
Yes. Yeah. So. All right. So we'll buy the six chairs.
Yeah.
And I'll work with
wherever
Debbie.
You're going to tell me to take them out of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
But that's six chairs.
And then there's the Davies proposal.
Yep. And then
this is different.
So the Davies proposal is the office furniture in the office. The chairs are for up here.
Oh, okay.
And we also submitted for an audio visual with, you know, we didn't get that.
We wanted, I would put in for new mics.
Did we get, we were talking about replacing this?
We didn't get it.
We didn't get
that either.
No.
They got furniture for their office.
So what desk?
So they're putting it, they're putting in a, where Debbie's stuff is there.
Okay.
They're going to build in a piece around the wall with overhead cupboards, you know, the lockable cupboards.
Well, it is included. They gave you so much for furniture. So it was over the amount of what they gave us, the Davies quote.
Oh, I see.
So that's why we're removing. The judge just got a new desk and a new chair when she started. So she was like, I'm fine with that. Okay. Debbie's is more of a built-in, so you kind of got to go with that.
Mm.
So we didn't lose the money, though, because they are going to let us reallocate it to paper supplies,
mm-hmm.
which I submitted a thing. It's all copy paper, things like that, that are going to be useful anyways. But we don't have enough in the grant to cover Debbie's desk, so we're going to have to cover it.
Mm-hmm. Part of it.
Part of it, yeah.
And
just
it was
the difference.
$600.
Yeah, it wasn't, it's not worth not getting the desk because she's getting majority of it paid for. So now it's $21.99.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us, do you have that paper?
Okay.
They gave us $1,100.
Hmm.
So we're way more than $600. She can't cut back anymore. Hmm. They took out the desk, and now they got it down to 20. It was 29 something.
Okay.
They took out the judge's desk, and now it's $21.99. They're giving her $1,100 toward it.
So $1,000 for that, $1,500 for these chairs up here. So a total on us for $2,500.
Mm-hmm. Look that way. $2,500.
But we get all that stuff, and more than half of it was paid for with the grant. So, and I'm getting a bunch of.
Yeah, right.
This is ridiculous.
No, I agree. You guys need new chairs. I'm fine because
we have the money. We just gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's places.
We're moving around.
Well,
yeah.
Now's the time where we take from wherever.
Move stuff,
you know,
around.
We have
yeah.
to move stuff yeah. around anyway. So
we had very, very. You know.
Yeah, we don't need a resolution on this, but I do need you to sign it at the end. I got two things for you to sign.
I'm in agreement to do it.
Yeah, I think we should too.
Personally.
Okay, I'll tell Debbie we're good. We'll find a place for her to have it. I'm getting my paper back.
I'm assuming Davies is like state contract. We don't have to do it.
Right. It is.
State contract.
It is Bob, right?
As far as I know.
Yeah, Bob got the quote, so.
Okay.
I think it's cool.
There.
Let's see. Yeah, so
that takes care of that.
I have two things for you to say. The reallocation of the money for the paper products, you'll need to sign that,
right.
And then sign this.
Okay, just give it to me.
I'll give it to you,
plus
I got some checks.
So I want to report on the sidewalk project. So we signed, as we discussed last month, where we got the new price of $835,000 for consulting, engineering, and inspection services, down from the $935,000. And I did sign that, and everything is exactly the same as it was. The only thing that changed was the price. So.
What did it change to?
$835,000.
So Little Bird is going back now and just tweaking the plans.
They're starting with our right away stuff. We got to
get
the right away stuff is the big
thing.
That's
going to take a long time.
Yeah,
it was $835,000.
It was $935,000 originally.
Minutes from the meeting. You got it down.
We got it down to 8:35, and I asked the board to approve accepting that contract, and they did.
Okay.
So I signed it, and I'm just reporting that I've signed it, and I talked to Don Rhodes, and he's getting together with DOT, and they're working on getting all the ROW stuffs going. So that's where we're at that point. Any other questions on that? Because I don't really have anything else on it, really.
You did speak to him about it because of their project that's coming up, right? You called that engineer from DOT that wanted to talk to you?
I did. So they were, so what's going out on Malden Street, or on Chatham Street now, is they called me up and they were planning to pave Chatham Street, and they asked if we were going to pave Chatham Street. And I says, well, not this year. And they were also asking because of that catch basin.
I see that.
Yeah, they did it. They fixed it.
Yeah.
So I says, no, we're not doing it this year. And I says, we're looking to do it next year, but it might not be till the year after if we have problems with the right-of-way stuff. So it could be 2 years that before this gets done. So then he says, okay, well, I'll do what I got to do. So this must be what they're doing. But I gave him our schedule as best as I know, so.
Well, I'm glad to see the catch basins getting fixed, because that's a year and a half.
It looked good, what I could see of it. They had a plate over it when I came home, so I couldn't see it.
Yeah, they were working on it today.
And they marked the whole way, all the way up 203 for relief cuts, so.
Yeah, I saw all that. That's what tipped off that they were paving. I'm like, wow, they're going to pave and we're going to tear it up.
Well, that's what his issue was. He didn't know we had a project there, the one guy. And he was like, oh, I'm going to need to have the mayor call the engineer for me. And I'm like, okay. He wanted details from me, and I didn't have them.
Yeah.
Well, I knew some stuff, but I wasn't given any information.
So I did, yeah, but I did talk to him, so we're all set for that.
Okay. So they won't end up paving it then? They're just going to do relief cuts for now?
I don't know what they're going to probably pave it.
Okay. Then if we wreck it, we have to fix it.
Well, we have to fix it anyway. We're digging it up. We're going to dig the road up.
It was already in our budget.
It's already in our budget to dig it up and fix it. So.
And are we moving forward on the water side too?
Yes.
The what?
Yep, we're going to move forward on the water side, and we'll have to pay for that because there's no money available for that. And we started doing the income survey stuff.
I was surprised.
But it looks like the federal is going to raise everything again, and we might not even be out of compliance.
But we don't know where that's going right now.
We don't know when that's going. Because right now, supposedly, the proposal is that you don't have to comply in 28, you have to comply in 31. I read the paper this morning.
I thought it was 29 is when it goes. We're in the monitoring phase now. I think it's 29.
All right, well, I was just what it said in the Times Union this morning. That's
EPA's.
All.
That and the lead.
Right. And there may not even be an EPA at the federal level before long.
They're adjusting both, so we'll have to wait and
see. So who knows what's going on.
Oh, there will.
And PFOAs. But either way, we should have fixed
that water line.
Never know.
Well, we got to do the water.
We should fix that water line anyway.
yeah, but that's not... We were going to do that regardless. And it's always been an issue getting money from the government to replace the water lines, because... but we're doing the income survey, which may or may not have any value to us at this point, but if we have to comply with PFOAs, then we might.
I don't have any place to put it. That's a problem. I like it. I think it'd be great, but I don't have any place to put the thing.
Can you put it in your office?
Are we going to have to do, I mean, I know we have to get a bank.
Let me think about it.
How long have I been working on that?
Yeah,
it's gonna sit
eventually.
There.
Right. We have to get the numbers.
But
we don't
in
really.
Room now
we'll have to get a band.
I put paper.
I think we'll have to get a band, and then we'll have to get a bond.
Right.
But we can't really determine what the costs are until the bids come in.
Okay. So that's the fall.
So did Guy share with you any information? But no, you didn't.
No.
Do you
waiting for the time to come in the meeting?
Should we do that now?
We can do it now.
So we were awarded a $98,000 grant for equipment.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
So we will get we'll be able to play for the new police car, new computers in the office. We'll cover the $6,000 for the Tyler CAD.
Wow.
And then hopefully, you know, we'll have some left over for some miscellaneous stuff that we need.
Oh, great.
I had somebody from one of the radio companies. Tom had him in before. He certified all the radars, because I was thinking about getting new radars, because we've had them for as long as I've been here, and that's been over 15 years now. So, but he said they're as good as they were when they were bought, and there's no new technology out there that's any better. So they should be good for another 5 years at least, he said. So I'll go on his recommendation. We don't need new ones. I would like to update the computers and the cars and stuff, but I think we got another grant coming from the state police for that. So I'm going to hold off on that until I get word from him. Now, he told me when I wrote the grant, he said, it's yours. He said, but there's people ahead of you. And he said, Chatham's the next, and then you guys are after them. And I know that Chatham got theirs. I checked. They've got their stuff. So we're supposed to be next. I gave him a call. I haven't heard from him, but I know, like, he's busy as
well. How are they sending it? How do they send it?
Send what?
The grant. Does it just come through?
They sent me an email saying it was awarded. I got to have two other people on the board that like signs and all that kind of stuff. So it's the first time that, you know, I've used anything like that. So I'm going to find out from them. But I think what happens is we purchase and then they reimburse once we get whatever we're buying, right? So we'll test it out with the car first, because that was what was in the grant. Cars, computers, the CAD system, that's all. I put all that stuff in the grant. So we'll start with the car and go from there, I guess.
Nice.
And I took two to White Plains yesterday. Was it yesterday? Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. So that's two's getting decommissioned. The new car is getting upfitted. They're going to deliver that when it's ready. And it should be, I don't know, he didn't give me a date, but, and if it's, it's anything like it has been, it's probably going to be a while, but.
I don't know, we've been waiting 6 months for a truck.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. I tell you what, if I was dealing with him personally, I'd like, Ben, keep your car. I don't want it. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm not, so. Three has to go in for some work, and it needs all new axles. So I was supposed to bring that down there today, but I didn't get a chance to. But I was waiting for them to get the parts. They finally got the parts, so I'm going to get down there. But I got to make sure they can do the work, because two's not here anymore. They can do the work and get it back to me that day, right? And if they can't, we'll wait till we get the new car, I guess. Hopefully it'll survive that long. But yeah, once the car comes in and we're gonna pay for it, then I'll find out what we have to do that. But as far as I know, is we just give them the invoice.
We should talk to them and see how it works.
Yeah,
make sure.
And then I have to have, it'd be myself and two other people on the board that have to sign for it, I guess.
Right. Well, I mean, Guy and I could.
You and Guy,
on,
yeah.
And there'll be a process.
And if there's, if we should have a meeting before we start spending the money, I mean, before we start doing the applications, and I mean, the stuff for the get reimbursed, we should get together with whoever is going to show us how to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how this. I don't know how the system works.
Right.
I mean, you've done grants before, so you probably
know. Well, not really, but.
No?
Well, when we get the money for most grants, it comes through the Office of State Controller and it just gets direct deposit.
So a lot of times the grant money that we get the money.
Right. Okay.
And then we go out and we spend it. And then we have to send them the invoices showing what we spent, and then we have to return anything we didn't spend.
I see. So I don't think that's the way this works.
Well, that's what
I think.
We got
we spend it, and then they give us.
And then I'll have to get all the documentation, the checks, the canceled checks, everything we paid for. It'll be a whole process, but we've done this before. I can help you.
Well, I'll confirm one way or another, but
That's great.
Thank you.
I did it like last year and been waiting all this time to get confirmation. I've been on the phone with them a dozen times, like, you know, like, have you made a decision? You know what I mean? Like, and if you're not going to, why didn't we get it? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Because, like, you know, what you put in there, I guess, makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were going to give us some, and then they decided they were going to give it all to us. Mm-hmm. So, and I was told, like, kind of like on the DL, that as long as it was under 100,000, that we would get it. So, it's for 98.
Mm.
You can't get much closer than that, I guess. But yeah. But you had to list out everything that you wanted. And,
yeah.
And I just told him, like, listen, I've been here 15 years and none of this stuff has been upgraded since then, right? Like, the only thing that we've had new is a car. And, you know, both our cars are, you know, 5 years old now. The one is a 2020. That's our newest car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Time flies.
Yeah. So it'd be nice to not have to, like, spend the village money for a car.
Yeah.
You know.
That's sweet.
And that's a, you know, that's a big, you know, big ticket item. You know what I mean? And you get it for nothing.
Yeah, nice. That's good.
All right, good.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Great job.
I don't have anything else. Oh, I do. Remember the guy in 36 Lake Avenue, the place that we,
somebody living there.
So Danny dealt with him one day, and I told Danny, I'm like, listen, you know, if you get him back there again, like, arrest him. And then I got a call when I worked the next day after Danny, and he was back there. So I sent him down the road on his way.
The owner?
No. It's the guy that was supposedly renting it. Right?
The tenant.
So like 2 hours later, he was back. So I have somebody watching it, right? And they told me. So I went in there. And he tried to hide in there on me. So I made an announcement with the dog. And he came out like his ass was on fire. Like, you know, he was like, oh, I'm just here, like, you know, waiting for my father. I'm like, listen, I don't care why you're here. You were told not to be here. You're under arrest. Turn around, get down on your knees, put your hands on top of your head. And then I cuffed him up. I put the dog in the down and I cuffed him up, and then we escorted him out to the car. I brought him back here and I was going to charge him with criminal trespass. But the problem is, I give him an appearance ticket and it's just, he goes down the road again, and then we get the same problem all over again because nobody's going to lock him up for that, right? So I called DSS. And they got him a room in Colony.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him to the hotel in Colony, then called DSS back. They made arrangements to have a meeting with him that morning. They were sending a cab there to take him to the meeting. They sent the cab. He told the cab driver, I don't want to go there. I want to go to the mission in Albany. So the cab took him to the mission in Albany, and they haven't heard anything since then. We can't force them to get help if they don't want to, right? Mm-hmm. So the next time he comes out here, you know, we at least made the effort, because he has a low IQ. He's kind of mentally handicapped.
Yeah, he's got it.
Right? He gets SSI for that.
Mm-hmm.
The person who is his payee is his father. So his father is supposed to be taking care of him. Well, his father's the one that's running him out here, right? Because Danny took him to his father's house the night before I caught him in there. And then his father, supposedly, according to him, his father brought him back there. That's why he was back there. So he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. And I told DSS that. But, like, if he doesn't go to them, if he doesn't have a sit-down meeting with them, they can't do anything. So,
Danny's dad's not bringing him there, but not bringing him food or anything.
Well, that's
he's sitting on that back porch for a couple days, from what I heard from Community Connections, because I got a call too.
I don't think he's been there since I took him to.
I think you're right.
Colony. All right, that was last Tuesday.
But then, interestingly enough, the father of the wife, their ex-wife, came into the office, and I happened to be at an appointment, but. They were asking Mary if they knew what we had to do to get the place up to compliance, to get the electric turned back on.
Who's this, the landlord?
No, the dad. Okay, so the husband and wife are divorced.
He can't do anything.
The husband was the one had the building.
He's now in a drug rehab, so...
Well, that's the landlord, though, you're talking about.
Yes, the owner.
Yeah, okay.
It's really a husband and wife, but they're divorced.
Okay.
So he had it, this John person had the building. And he was renting it out to a whole bunch of people, and obviously not. And he's the one that took the electric things off. Anyways, long story short, he's not in the picture anymore. And the wife and the wife's father were here trying to find out, you know, what they had to do to get it.
Who owns the building?
The husband.
The husband and the wife both own the building.
The husband owns the building.
Now, I was told that it was the power company that took the
Because he took them first off so the tenants could not have any electricity. Because they called here. John took them before.
The power company said the meters that were on there were stolen meters. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I've got a SJS report, and it's got like 15 different, you know, narratives in it from like everybody that's dealt with it, right? So, right now,
apparently the ex-wife is going to try to.
Was it the ex-wife that put a padlock on the back door so nobody could get in it?
I don't know.
I'm under the understanding that somebody did that.
She might have.
So that was a good thing. Well, you know what I mean.
Her and her father, you know, are going to try to get it back to par. The ex is not in the picture anymore, but she still owns it. The mortgage is still in her name, so.
Well, there's no water and there's no power. Right. That's why they can't live there. Mm-hmm. That's
because it's a rental.
So she needs to meet with Kevin, and Kevin right. will tell her what they need to do to
right.
get it up.
Mary gave
the
if she can demonstrate she's the owner.
If she can demonstrate
yeah,
she's
that's
the
other
owner.
Thing. Yes. Right.
If what?
If she can demonstrate she's the owner.
Now I asked.
She is the owner.
Code enforcement if they
it's
were the ones
Shana
that put the
and
lock
John
on
Fallon.
Because all of a sudden there was a lock on it after I got this guy out of there. Mm. And they said no. So it had to be her.
Yeah, because they're going to try
to... She owns the place, then then she can bring it up to code and...
gave her Kevin's number.
Yeah, get the power restored and get the water turned back up.
But, you know, it's like... And this guy is like, you know, I'm like, listen, you got to sue the landlord. If you paid him money to stay there and you can't stay there now, they're supposed to be putting you up somewhere.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. happened.
And you need to sue them civilly, you know what I mean, in order to do that, if they're not going to do that. But he's, like I said, he's not, you know.
Yeah. It's a sad story.
You know, it's one of these kids that are, I say kid because he's 29 years old. But not handicapped enough to get, like, any kind of real help. But handicapped enough that he can't function in society, right? Mm-hmm. And so he falls through the cracks.
People
so I have a bit
of
huh?
People take advantage of him.
Right, I have a bit of a soft spot for people like that, because I've been doing this for so long, I know that how they fall through the cracks of the system when they're like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of burned that bridge too when he didn't go to where he was supposed to when they sent a cab and they sent him a mission. So, yeah. So he's if he comes back, he's going to get arrested. What that will serve, I'm not really sure. But like I said, you know, before they did all these law changes, we arrest them for something like that. They lock them up because they can't go bail. They don't have no money, so
well,
they can't.
Well, the dad should be arrested because he has his money and he's not finding a place for him
that's
to live.
That's all civil. It's not a criminal act.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
He's supposed to be
taking
care of this kid, and he's in control of his money, and he's not. He was bringing him food to that back porch
when
he was hiding.
And it's Social Security, so, you know, it's like, trying to get any information out of them is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's not a criminal act. It's right. You know what I mean, like.
So. Being taken advantage of by his own dad.
Right.
So, anyways.
Well, that's where we
I'm
are.
Glad
all that, but.
I'm glad he's not living on the back porch anymore.
Well, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
All right. No, I don't think there's anything more serious than that going on in the village. So if that's the only thing, it's I guess we're in good shape, but. All right. You got your meeting done or?
Not yet.
Oh, no.
Not
yet. We're in the meeting.
Right. We're almost done.
All right. I'm Hal. Have a good night.
All right. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So.
All right. So next up is summer help.
Pete wanted me to.
You just want to hire the one person?
Yeah. He checked with Joe. Joe does want to come back again. He said that, you know, he has a couple.
couple things on his list this year that he wants to get accomplished. He told me to tell you they're going to remove all the trees down by Pump House 1 and clean it up over there. They got the bridge project. They're going to do tons of pothole patch, brush pile removal, and sidewalks. So if he could have summer help, he would like to have Joe back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep. I'll make the motion to hire Joe Sasso for summer at $16 per hour.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Second by, motion by Guy, second by Rich. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that is until June 1st. Sorry. Yeah.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. We did Jim's, James Wood already.
The other thing I wanted to mention was, I forgot to put it on here, was the street sweeping. As you can see, we got the streets mm-hmm. swept. We obviously chose not to go back to the new guy we tried last year. Too many complaints with him. And he now owns the new pot store, so I don't even know if he's doing it. But so the choice was Canaday. And when we were talking about that, it just so happened that they were paving out front, and the O'Neill kid was over here with us, and he told us that they did street sweeping. And they also were on state contract. So both of them were the same for state contract, so we gave them a try. Pete, I think they did a really good job compared to the last guy. We were having problems with Canada in the last couple of years, so that's why we wanted to try somebody new. So what did you guys think?
Well, I saw the job he was doing, and I told Pete, I says, you better get out there and tell him that he did Route 20, and he didn't do a good job.
He wasn't even done.
Yeah.
Because I got that message over to him.
Yeah.
He was like, Joe O'Neill said, whatever his name is, Joel.
Joel.
He said, oh no, he's not even done. He's just went up one time. He has to go dump or something. I don't know. But he wasn't even done.
Well, so, I just mentioned it to Pete because I saw, you know, there was piles of dirt on the side of the road, and I'm like, wait a minute here.
Yeah, so
you could see it was swept.
Everybody seemed happy with it?
Yeah, I think
contract price is up this year. It's $250 an hour for either one that we chose, so we figured we'll just give them a. I think the bill just came in today, so it'll go in next month, but came to $4,000, so it's up from last time. Everybody's up, but it was state contract, so. If you guys are happy with him, we'll probably stay with him.
Yeah, sounds good.
We gave him a try. That was all I wanted to report. That
did we do the catch basins yet?
What? I'm sorry.
Did we do the catch basins yet? Don't we do them in the spring and the fall?
You can talk to Pete. I'll try not to get involved in every single thing he has to do.
Okay, I'll check with him. Because I think we
can. Well, Gordon called me about the catch basins already.
Who?
Brent thought.
Oh.
I said, it's on the schedule. We do them twice a year.
Well,
so.
In the past, we've paid, but in the past, we've also been able to get East Greenbush, and they come out and they don't charge us.
Hmm.
We do it under shared services. Okay. They'll come out with their
money. Why don't you talk to Pete about that? Yeah. I'll stay out of it. Thanks.
We can get East Greenbush to come out and do it. It just saves us money.
Oh, mm-hmm. So that's a couple phone calls? I may have to get involved.
But no, I'll call Fiaco.
Right. Sounds good. All right, so under new business, we want to set a public hearing for local law number 1, 2025 at 7:15 on June, whatever day it is.
So 7:25, so it's going to be June. Set public hearing. What did you say the date was?
I said the date is June 11th.
At 7:15?
Yep. And in the meantime, we'll go over this with Gruenberg, and if we don't need to do it, we'll just cancel it. But in the meantime,
we'll make sure he gets back to me with appropriate
time.
We
need to make this motion
this
so we can
paper.
So we can have this. Anyway, so I'm making that motion.
Second.
Right,
second
so
by Guy.
Motion by Bob. Second by Guy.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right. Anybody else have anything to bring up before we go into resolutions? Okay. So, resolution to hire Kevin Hitchcock as the Village of Nassau Building Inspector. Building, he's the building inspector. Building inspector.
Certified payroll says, I took the wording from your certified payroll list. Building enforcement officer. Okay.
He's the building inspector. The code enforcement officer is the other guy, is Matt. Anyway, building inspector at an annual rate of $17,281, effective April 19th, 2025. So, Kevin retired from all of his, well, he's just taking his retirement. So, in order to do that, he had to terminate his employment with the village for one day, and then we can rehire him at there. So he terminated effective the 17th, I guess the letter was, and so we rehired him on the 19th. So that's what that's about. Any questions?
No.
All right, so I'm making a motion.
I'll second it.
Second by Rich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Appoint Kelly Voris to the Zoning Board, term ending in 2028.
Yes, she expressed interest in helping out on one of the committees. Zoning Board has only 3 people, so we're only down 1 if she joins. So,
all right.
Talked her right into it.
So she's so we have Josh, Morgan.
That's Mark Thaler, Kevin
that's
Wayne.
That's a ZBA. Yes, sorry. Yes. So we got
so we have the 3 gentlemen. And
we got Ross, Phoenix,
Kevin,
and Mark.
Mark.
Yes. Okay.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Audit bills 311 through 344 in the amount of $23,000. $479.92 in the general fund and $16,553.02 in the water fund and $10,059.11 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So just reminding everyone that there is a meeting that will take place on... Let's see, the last Wednesday, last Wednesday of the month, that's the 30th, right? 28th. I mean, you got to get in the right month. Yes, the 28th, on the 28th of May at 7:30 to...
Year-end
meeting to close the books. And also I want to make sure that did we approve the new raises and stuff for
next year? No, certified payroll gets done at year end.
Okay.
You still have to do all that.
I have it done. I give it to you?
All right, send it over.
Did I give it to you?
Yes, you can.
Yes, I can, but
you
no,
can
I...
You can give it to
but
me.
But no, I didn't.
No, you did not.
Okay.
And I want to remind everyone about the parade on Memorial Day.
Yep, Memorial Day
Line-up's
parade.
Line-up's at 1.
I will be in Pennsylvania.
You're going to make me, Bob, and Guy do it again?
I'm waiting for my new shirt.
I wanted new shirts. It's just going to be, it's just a matter of time, us sitting down to figure out how to do it.
Oh, yeah, last year we talked about new shirts.
We did talk about shirts, and I did want new shirts. Bob, go find us some new shirts.
I got a place that does them. I just need to know what they are. I got.
Can you get us something with a flag and something patriotic for the parade?
We can get them from where we got our ambulance shirts.
I know, but we don't have a lot of time now.
Wherever you got those, they would probably still have the patch.
That was a long time ago. Now they get their shirts from Smith does them. But we don't want those kind of shirts for the parade. We want nice t-shirts, don't we, that are patriotic, Village of Nassau. It's for the parade.
I thought we wanted.
I'd rather have a polo.
Polo's more professional.
Do girls wear polos?
Sure, yeah.
All right, I'll talk to Smith.
He won't be able to have them by the parade, but. Want to change the color? Want to go with white or something? Or maybe
not white.
But
I would not mind a different color.
Like, how about blue with that emblem?
Like a dark blue?
Yeah. Like
a navy?
Yeah, navy or something. Goes good with jeans. Yeah, let's change the
whatever color. You think.
I just want a different style.
We'll leave that up
they're
to
just
you.
Like, so big. They're even big. They're big on the people, even if their size is big. Anyways, we've had them for a long time, so.
Yeah, just get the ones that are, you know, they're the dry fit, so they you don't have to iron the darn things.
What?
Like golf shirts. So they don't have to iron them.
All right, we'll talk about it. Who irons?
Right.
Dryer sheet, damp cloth on. That's ironing. Or you use your handheld steamer. That's what I use. Anyways, I'll look into shirts, but it won't be for the parade. So.
All right. Anything else? Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Second. Motion by Rich, second by Guy. We are adjourned.